In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good Monday morning and welcome to today's program on the First United Bank First News Now Monday. Lots going on this week, of course. Christmas is here. It's upon us on Wednesday, so we're 2 days away. If you hadn't got all of your shopping done now, boy, you better get with it. Lots of news going on, particularly, I guess, after the holidays. Once we get through them, several things that are coming up you might be interested in. Line dancing begins at 9:30 a.m. at the Crittenden County Senior Center on Thursday, January 2nd. And on January 3rd, there will be a program at the Crittenden County Public Library. That's Friday, January 3rd. It's preschool story time and laugh and learn. That's for preschoolers, and it begins at 10:30 a.m. And we have a new homemakers club in Marion. It's made up of Gen Xers and millennials. It's kind of a younger group, not your traditional woman's club, I guess you might say. It's the first new one that's formed in the community in about 20 years. Elections were held last week, and Vicki Belt was chosen as president. Melanie Walker was selected as vice president, Vicki Hatfield secretary, and Tracy Sutton as treasurer. And you can read more about this program in this week's Crittenden Press. And by the way, the Crittenden Press will be out early this week. It should hit newsstands today around noon at some point. And it's dated the 24th, Christmas Eve. We had to put the paper out early because Wednesday falls on Christmas this year. And then there will not be a newspaper next week. Crittenden County Fiscal Court met late last week, and Sheriff Evan Head reported that his department is really shaping up now. I just added a new deputy, Devin Brewer, who's a familiar face around law enforcement, former state policeman, and he was chief deputy down at Livingston most recently. He's joining the Crittenden County Sheriff's Department and will also be in charge of animal control. The sheriff also reports that the newest hire for the department, Shantae Moss, a Crittenden County native, will be going to training academy starting early in 2025.
Wholesome Aggregates would like to thank our customers for a successful 2024. We look forward to serving you in 2025. Our Fredonia Quarry and Three Rivers Quarry in Smithland are proud to be building better communities, one rock at a time.
And continuing with the report from Crittenden County Sheriff Evan Head, he provided his activities report for the past month. Back in November, the department investigated 7 collisions, answered 53 complaints, served 74 papers, did 5 transports, made 2 DUI arrests, opened 6 cases, made 4 felony arrests, 8 misdemeanor arrests, wrote 20 traffic citations, and conducted 5 motorist assists. You can get his entire activities report in this week's Crittenden Press. And on Friday, we told you about Judge Executive Michael Williams down in Livingston County feeling the earthquake that was centered somewhere around Berna. And comes to find out, what happened was the an old mine shaft somewhere in that area collapsed and created the earthquake. Apparently, that's quite common. But that's what the seismic data eventually proved. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. In local sports, The Lady Rockets are 6-0 this season, 6 wins, no losses, and they will take on the 6-1 Lady Lions tonight over in Edible. It's a big showdown between the two top teams in the 5th District. There will be no JV game before the varsity contest, so the varsity tips off at 6 p.m. again over in Lyon County tonight. Crittenden County's girls are coming off a victory Saturday at home against Carlisle County. Anna Boone led the way with 19 points. Elliot Evans scored 13 and Jordan Hodge 12 as Crittenden County dispatched Carlisle County 61-40. And Lyon County's girls are also coming off a big victory, 60-54 over McCracken County, and that was on Friday night. The Rockets lost to South Fulton, Tennessee on Saturday afternoon in the St. Mary Christmas tournament down in Paducah. They were supposed to have played another game in that tournament, but sickness had prevented that from happening. And on Saturday, the Livingston County Cardinal basketball team beat Heritage Christian 82-61 in that same St. Mary tournament. In outdoors, I want to remind everyone about the Free Youth Deer Weekend that's coming up December 28th and 29th. Again, that's free, but you do have to abide by all regulations, and it's a great opportunity to get some young folks out and introduce them to the outdoors and the fun and excitement of hunting white-tailed deer. And that's going to be a wrap on news today. Again, it's a kind of an abbreviated version, not a whole lot going on with nearly everybody shutting down for the holidays this week. I want to remind you again, the newspaper will be on the street later today, and no newspaper next week, and we will not have a newscast on Wednesday, on Christmas Day, but we'll be back on Friday. So Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope you have a great week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.